Your ears are about to meet some laughs and fun with this Carrie and Tommy podcast. And now, Oreo meets Cadbury in the ice cream freezer with the Oreo stick sandwich, the perfect frozen snack for the family. Grab one from the ice cream freezer.
One time for your mind, get rocking. One time for your mind, we popping. One time for your mind, no maybes. Just yes, you'll release the stress.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Welcome back to it for another year. How are we, guys?
Was that your whoop or was that at the end of the
Sorry, that, no, that was me.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. I just pinched my left testicle and I can really hit that note.
Do it again.
Whoop! I don't know why did I actually pinch myself there.
Authenticity.
How are we one sentence in and already?
Oh, mate, you can't talk.
Blue.
You spend the whole opening song just adjusting your hair.
No, I just looked very something about Mary.
Oh, so now you've gone blue. Sorry, I can't say testicle.
I missed everybody. How are you all?
So good. How
the
are you? Because
not you guys.
Oh, jeez, that's a lot. I ain't really gonna flood the phones.
How are you?
I care how you are. 13 10 60. If you want to let me know how you're going.
What a hot topic to kick off the year. How are you on 13 10 60? Stick around for these calls.
How was your break?
Do you want the truth?
I do want the truth.
Mm.
Or are you going to make me wait for it? It says on the board you're going to tell me about your truth at 3:40.
Yes. Let's just say I took part in the pandemic.
Oh.
Yeah, I got involved. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Did you?
Well, I got involved. Well, what does that mean? I mean, it happened all around me.
But you didn't get involved.
Oh, well, I by.
Oh gosh,
have you not? What that means.
Have you not had COVID yet? That is so embarrassing.
I'll tell you about my holiday next.
No one's called to say how they are.
Oh, no one's called to say how they are. You obviously haven't missed us the way we've missed you.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Monday arvo, and it is our first show back for the year. So 13 10 60. How have you been?
It appears no one cares to share how they've been.
I can't understand if you're listening to radio and you get given such a emotive topic.
What's like, open-ended?
How are you?
Sometimes radio topics are so specific you can't get involved. But all I asked was, how are you going?
Yeah,
no one wants to tell
me. But we don't even answer that question in casual conversation. Like when you say to someone, how are you going? You don't answer.
You just say good.
Oh, no, that's
an answer. Natasha's called. Oh, actually, people are calling now. Natasha. Okay. Natasha, how are you going?
I'm good. I kind of felt sorry for you. I had to call. I can't get through. So I thought, you know.
Lines are clear, Natasha. What a shame it's not a competition and you're the first caller.
It's all good. We're just dodging it, trying to dodge it, not get it, you know. Tommy, did you catch it?
Ooh, you'll have to listen and find out in about half an hour, Natasha. Do you think out of Carrie and I, who do you think is more likely to have gotten it?
No offence, but I think maybe, is that why you haven't been on the project? I think maybe.
No, they just didn't give him the call.
I don't know.
Yeah, they've decided they've got new standards. It's a new year and we're lifting the bar.
Oh, Natasha, you sound fun. Thanks so much for calling us.
Are you wrapping Natasha up?
We've got so many calls now to get through. I want to get to some of them.
Jeez.
Pete, how are you going, Pete?
Hello.
Hey.
Tommy.
Yes, brother.
Oh.
What's going on?
Oh, legend. You know, I'm pretty well. I'm pretty well. Have you had COVID, Pete?
No.
No, good
I'm
man.
Still,
you cut out, Pete.
I'm going
it.
For the with the everyone's locked in business.
Yes.
I don't go out much.
Good on you, Petey. Thank you for getting involved. Because you didn't have much of a chat there.
He didn't say hi to me. He said hi to you. Abby, how's your day going?
Hi, it's good, thank you. I just got back from Costco.
Oh, well, that's worth calling about.
Good on you, Abby.
Round of applause for Abby.
What did you buy, Abby? A giant tin of coffee?
No, I got a hot dog and I got a Sprite.
And a Sprite. How good's life?
Are they over?
Amazing.
I thought the point of Costco, Abby, was that you get them in multiples. Did you get lots of hot dogs and lots of Sprite or just one of each?
I wish, but the most disturbing thing I saw was funeral caskets.
How many did you? Were they bundled up as well, Abby? Or was it just one?
They were a whole type.
So are people, Abby, because I've never seen funeral caskets just for sale, are people buying them for themselves and waiting? Is that what's happening?
Probably.
And do you put them in your trolley? Like, how do you carry them out?
You go in just before you...
Can you order them?
They send them direct to the house.
You go, I reckon I've got about 2 years left.
But yeah. They are quite expensive, so maybe that is it. If you...
Did you see how much they were, Abby?
No, because I didn't want to look at them.
Yeah,
no,
good
it's
on
a
you.
Bit
good
sad.
On you. Hey, what do you put on your hot dog?
I just finished it. I just got tomato sauce.
Okay, no mustard?
No, disgusting.
Oh, no, come on, Abs. Okay, thank you for
kids
getting
don't like mustard.
Don't
nah.
Abby, do any
mature taste?
Oh, we've wrapped up Abby. Jeez, yeah. It's brutal this year, isn't it?
Anyway, hell? Lots of people called, so I don't feel so bad now. But I haven't had a chance to talk to you about my holiday. What I wanted to chat
but
about.
Stephen's here.
Oh, we've got to get to Stephen before that, and then we've got to get to some
hello,
songs.
Guys.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
What have you been up to, Steve?
Oh well, we had a very quiet Christmas. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, good on you,
yeah,
Steve.
I'd just like to send a cheerio to my wife, if I may.
Sorry, Steve, it's not shout-outs.
No, that's, it is. I want to hear. Tell me about your wife, Steve. Tell us about your wife. What's her name?
That's not the cool topic.
Her name is Jenny. Want the surname?
Oh, that's my mum's name, Steve.
Are you having a crack at Carrie's mum, Steve?
And what is it about Jenny that you love so much, Steve?
Don't go into detail.
Oh, well.
It's Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy. Gary and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Monday arvo. It's Gary Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So I won't actually tell you about my holiday because nobody cares.
Okay.
Nah, they don't. No one cares to hear about someone else's holiday.
Okay. We just did just take calls on how are you.
Yeah, that's different. That's me asking. I care about other people's holidays.
Okay. Why was yours no good?
No, it was fine. It was great. It was great. But not
what
everyone's
happened?
Getting holidays at the moment, you know.
Oh, and you don't want to appear above the people.
No, I just mean, and borders are shut, so, you know, I couldn't be with my family. Like,
so you didn't go interstate?
I just mean that I'm not going to sit here and give you a blow-by-blow description of my holiday because that's not what I wanted to talk about.
Someone's
but I wanted to
action.
Talk about something that happened at the end of the holiday.
Okay.
Because I need to know... Because I was made to feel very weird about it. And I
Why?
Wondered if it's something that you guys do as well. So I get quite sad when a holiday's ending, even if it's a staycation at home or if we've gone away, because I feel like it's the end of the time
Fun.
With my family.
And then you've got to come back to
work.
Back to
and,
us.
You know,
yeah.
And I
job.
Love being with the kids 24/7. Couldn't wait to get here today. Love being with the kids 24/7. But also it's like the stuff you do on holidays. You know, we went swimming in the beach every day and I just don't do that in my normal life.
No, you don't live near the beach.
Exactly.
Take you hours.
But they're like memory building stuff happens over summer holidays. Summer holidays my whole life are just they're the memory. And I think I'm getting sad because Ollie is getting to the age where he's not going to want to hang out with us much more.
Yep.
He's, you know.
Teenager.
A teenager. And so I'm counting down the number of summer holidays I've got left with him. So I'm just putting a lot of pressure on them and they're making me a little bit sad.
It's anyway. Nice that you're making one of the most joyous parts of your life miserable.
No, I didn't make it miserable. I just got, at the end of it, I got reflective.
Okay.
And on the final day of our holiday, we were all in the car going to get some dinner and I said to Chris, could you just drive past? And it was this beach we'd gone to a lot, the beach, so I can say goodbye. And then he said, why? I'm like... Because I need to say goodbye to the beach because we've been there a lot and I feel like I need to, like, put a ribbon around the end of the holiday and say that bit's gone, you know. And he's like, okay.
Goodbye,
so
my beach.
So we drove down to the beach and we stood on the beach and I said my goodbyes to the beach. And then...
Hang on. I have questions.
Yeah.
Did your feet go in the water?
Yep. Oh, the water's got to... The waves got to wash across my feet. It was almost like a ritual, really. It was just quite... meditative and beautiful.
And crazy.
And then the next morning I woke up and we had an hour to fill and he goes, I'm going off to play golf. And I said, okay, I'm going to walk down with the kids and go to the second beach we went to quite often and say goodbye to that and say goodbye to the coffee shop, get one last coffee from the coffee shop.
Say goodbye to the coffee shop?
Yeah, because I'd been
What'd
there
you do?
Every
Put your
single
feet
morning.
In the coffee?
No, I'd been there every morning for the whole holiday. It had been part of the ritual, walking down with the kids, grab a coffee, sit on the beach and we play and it was beautiful. So I got one last coffee. Anyway,
He didn't even say goodbye to me at the end of last year.
I'd had my fill, you know, but I hadn't had enough of this holiday.
Yeah.
But I get like that. Then when we left the house and the door closed on the house for us to get in the cab, I felt tears well up. I get really emotional when holidays end.
You're saying goodbye to, like, I get
items. I get
at least the beach is a bit of nature.
Ha, ha, I'm saying goodbye to a house, you know.
No, and a coffee shop. Which you paid to attend each day. It's not forget that. And so,
but I'm not a lunatic, and he made me feel like I was a lunatic.
Who, the cafe owner?
No, Chris. Just because he doesn't get nostalgic about stuff like that.
What, a coffee shop?
It's the experiences that were had.
How many times do you have to go to something before you say goodbye to it?
Like a while, and it's got to be enjoyable experiences that were had there.
I guarantee.
If I moved house, right, and I moved suburbs, and I was leaving the coffee shop I'd gone to often in that suburb, I would feel sad about that.
Until you'd say goodbye to it or to the people there?
Did you go in? A final coffee. No, I didn't tell them I'm going out.
You just said goodbye to the walls of the shop. Nah, you're right, mate. This isn't crazy at all.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Monday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Two things we've missed the past couple of years. Mm-hmm. What are your top two things?
Holidays.
Travel, live music, two of the big things.
Oh, yeah, because how are you going to fix that?
Imagine holidays are giving you the chance to score a trip for two to the Fiji Music Festival, headlined by Jessica Mauboy. We're talking return flights to Fiji, 5 nights at the 5-star Shangri-La, Yunuta Island, entry to the Fiji Music Festival, on and on and on. How do people get involved?
This is great. All you need to do is get online, carrieandtommy.com.au, and just register. All you have to do is guess what holiday we're imagining.
Dreaming of a Fiji holiday, imagineholidays.com.au.
Up next, one of us got COVID. I will tell you who it was and the symptoms that affected me most. That's next.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So, Bickers, we had a discussion and you said, and I tend to agree with you, that if you haven't had COVID by now, you're a bit of a nerd and not trying hard enough.
That's just not what happened.
Is that not what you said?
No.
Did you? Okay, let's play a game. Did you get COVID over the holidays?
No.
Okay.
Did you get COVID over the holidays?
You bet your bum I did. Yes,
The thing is, I feel like you, of course you would have, because you're out about living life. Mm. I'm in this weird state of almost feeling like I'm in lockdown, even though I'm not in lockdown. But to be honest,
that's fun.
I don't think that's even a way of not getting COVID. We all seem to be getting COVID.
Yes.
No matter how you're living your life at the moment.
Yeah. Well, it was so different to what I thought it was going to be. I got it. So I was away and I got back and just did a test. I was feeling fine. Yep. And my test came up. You've never seen two stronger lines on a test ever. It was like bouncing off. The lines almost joined together to spell out COVID.
Did they come up? You know how you meant to wait 15 minutes? Do they come up immediately or do they not come up for the 15 minutes, the double line?
So I have never looked at a test before 10 minutes. I've got weird thing where I can't watch it. I find it stressful.
That's all I do.
So I just set my alarm and then come back to it.
Is that right?
So for 10 minutes, I had 10 blissful
minutes. Is it the same for a pregnancy test?
Yeah.
Except the minutes aren't blissful.
Just as stressful?
I've buried the lead here. Guys, I'm pregnant.
So you came back to it strong as anything, right?
So, yeah, strong as anything.
And you said you weren't feeling sick yet, or you were?
No, I wasn't. And then I basically challenged. I was like, good luck in this body. Like, you've basically entered the Gaza Strip of bodies here. And
what do you mean by that?
I will tackle you with whiskey.
What, because you're that strong?
No, I just thought there's that much going on in here that COVID's not going to survive.
It.
Yeah.
Well, that's ridiculous.
For 2 nights, I won because...
You didn't win.
Yes, I did.
Hadn't taken hold yet.
Two nights I won.
I've not read one single medical journal that said whiskey is involved in tackling COVID.
I bet you there's one out there.
There absolutely would be. It's whiskeysales.org. And so for 2 nights I was great. And I thought, you beauty, this is all it's going to be. I don't know what the worry is. And then, oh my gosh.
I've heard people talk about the third and fourth night.
My guts.
Oh.
Yeah, I wish they would name the variants, because a lot of my friends who had the same, I think I had Tommy Crom,
versus Delta, because Delta was all about the sore throat and the cough and the chest.
And that was the one I was worried about because I've got asthma that's not good, and I didn't want to settle on my chest. And
also long COVID and all that.
Anyway, this one just attacked my guts. And then I read about
that. So say that it'd be nauseous. So I wonder if it's all...
Yeah, I just got pains. And I wish somebody, told that. No, but like I needed to go the whole time. Like that gastro pain.
The gripey kind of pain.
But then no, yeah.
For how many days?
Like 3 days. And I woke up one time because I was struggling to sleep and I would have to move into different positions to try and make my stomach stop hurting. One stage I woke up and my legs were on my bed head up there and my head was hanging off the edge of the bed because I must have found that to be comfortable,
Were you hungry or not lose your appetite?
I was starving and couldn't eat. At one stage, I decided to do, so it, whenever I'd watch telly and whatever ad I'd see, I would buy the food, right? What? And so, like, there was fried chicken came on and I was like, oh, I'm going to review every fried chicken that is close to my house, right? And so I ordered all these different
fried... Great idea when your guts are messed up.
Yeah, but I was craving stuff, so I ordered all this fried chicken and then, of course, I got the first one and I was like, well, I can't eat this. And then there was just another knock and another bag of fried chicken left at the door. I ended up having like 3 buckets of chicken sitting there and I couldn't eat any of it.
Gosh.
I know.
I've not heard of the tummy pains as a side effect.
Yeah.
But it's all changing and evolving so much, so quickly.
Well, I thought I had it pretty bad when I had the tummy pains. And then I read about the man whose penis shrunk. And I was like, suddenly the tummy pains aren't so bad.
Oh, well, one bonus for the women, because when you had the...
bonus is very close.
I was worried.
No, because when we had the injection, remember my boobs swelled? So you get penis shrinkage, we get boob swelling.
So that's not really a win-win, is it?
No, it's not. I'm just saying we deserve a win. You know, the patriarchy has always got the win for us. At least
40 minutes.
Increasing.
Here's what I want to know. Yeah?
I was just saying what's interesting is I had a cold that turned into a chest infection while we're on break.
We don't have to all brag about our sicknesses.
Which wasn't COVID.
Yes.
But I assumed it was. And every day for 7 days, I kept testing going, it'll turn to COVID. Mm-hmm. And 7 RAT tests later, it was still negative. And when I was at the doctor, he said, people are forgetting there's also other viruses out there now that we're all mixing and interacting with each other. And so on top of COVID, there's all these other viruses happening at the same time.
They didn't go away. So something else might shrink my penis still. Great. Hey, 131060, I wish someone had told me about the stomach because I started to panic that it was something else.
Appendicitis or something.
Something. Yeah. Give us a call, 131060. What do you wish someone had told you about COVID? What weird stuff happened to your body? Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 131060, what do you wish they told you about the Rona?
Yeah, it smashes your guts. I wish someone had told me that.
Not for everybody, but for some. This is the thing. Everyone seems to be getting slightly different reactions to it.
It smashed my guts because 3 days, very, and you can't say this without sounding like a 10-year-old, very sore tummy.
Aww.
Yes.
Yes.
Nobody told me I was going
to
have a sore tummy.
Did you?
Get my mum to rub it. Yeah. Exposing my mum to COVID.
Well, no, I mean, I was just imagining you as a little boy.
I know you're in the at-risk category, but my tummy really needs a rub.
Claudia, what were some of the side effects that you didn't realise when you got it?
Well, the first time I got COVID, actually, I had quite normal side effects, but then I started to get the super nauseous stomach, like Tommy. And every single night I would roll around in bed and try and find the world's most comfortable position because the stomach pain is really odd. It's like you're pregnant when you're not pregnant.
That's how I felt, Claudia. Did you find the most comfortable position was with your feet up in the air like a dead bird?
Oh, absolutely. And my arms spread out as well.
I
slept like a snow angel most nights.
So, Claudia, you mentioned the first time you had it. How many times have you had it?
I have had COVID twice now, so I'm 20. I turned 21 in February, and I recently, last week, had Omicron as well. So I have gotten Delta and Omicron.
Which one was better?
Definitely Omicron, only because the sickness probably is only about a week. But as well as Omicron, I had the worst stomach pain. And even now, still, it takes a bit. I'm not sure if I'm hungry or if I'm going to feel nauseous.
How do you know which one you had? Do they tell you when you get your PCR back?
I asked my GP a lot, only because when I was sick with Delta, I wanted to know what I was sick with.
Right.
And so I found out that was Delta, and but I've just assumed this next one is Omicron.
Yeah, right.
But I thought I had an immunity. So yeah, well, there's,
I have heard that it's not as long now as it used to. You know how you used to 6 months or 12 months,
yeah.
And now the more people are getting it, they're learning about the fact that you can get reinfected. And
you mean I'm not going to be invincible for the next 6 years?
Well, I don't know how long for. Surely there is a period where you
yeah.
you couldn't get it again next week.
Oh, the confidence I have. The things I am doing at the moment.
What are you doing? Licking poles and
everything. Licking poles. G'day, Julie. G'day, Jules.
Hi.
Jules, when you think of going out there and having fun, do you think of going out and licking poles, Julie?
Yeah, I do that frequently, actually. Yeah.
You and Carrie get along great. Hey, Jules, how was your COVID?
So our whole household had it, the two kids and my partner and myself. The kids were fine, of course, lucky things. I was a poster child. I got every symptom under the sun. My husband got severe vertigo. So he was
horrible.
He was bedridden for 3 days, couldn't move his head, couldn't get comfortable. It was scary, actually. I should have probably called an ambulance, but I didn't.
Oh, Julie.
I thought he'd be, he's like, but 2 weeks later, he's tested negative and everything, but he's still got vertigo. So,
And it sometimes doesn't even go away when you lie down, the vertigo, Julie. It's just there all the time. Oh.
It was horrible. So he was really, really ill with it. And we didn't even know that you could get it with COVID. So that was a bit of a shock.
Is that because it's a head cold type thing? Is it something to do with your inner ears or something, Jules?
Yeah, I think I'm a bit of a doctor, so I did a bit of Google research, do.
Yeah.
And apparently it said like 2% of people that get, it's probably Omicron, get middle ear stuff because it's inflammation in the middle ear and it attacks that. So it's a virus in your ear. So that's why you got the dizziness and everything.
Should have called an ambulance, Googled instead. Good on you, Julie.
I know. I'm a modern girl.
Good on you, Julie. Thank
what
you,
about
mate.
You, Mark? What did you learn having had COVID?
Man, I wish someone told me that you get so bored. I was on car sales. I ended up buying a club sport.
Mate, that's so good. That is so good.
What's a club sport?
The problem is now I've got a club sport now and my wife's fallen pregnant. So I need a 7-seater.
What is a club sport?
That's a car that's so awesome that as soon as you get it, your missus is pregnant.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Monday afternoon, and there is still heaps more to come, the Savo guys.
What's not to love about Leonardo DiCaprio?
He's got a bit of a dad bod, which a lot of people are into.
Do you think?
Yeah, of course.
I did see him on the beach recently, actually, and I had the same thought.
What beach were you two at?
No, I saw him on a picture on the beach.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I thought, oh.
He does. I think he's the type of person you thought, oh.
No, I just didn't think I should share all the things I thought in my head. But, yes, his physique is changing over the years.
That's what you thought when you saw Leo on a beach. Wow, his physique is changing over the years.
Shouldn't comment on somebody's body, you know.
Are you a fan of a dad bod?
Yes.
Well, you're commenting on his physique now.
I'm a fan of Leo with a dad bod.
Leo could
like
do anything.
Every dad bod.
Could he do any? If he had,
well, this
if
is he, the question if, I've learnt.
If he had really bad breath, would you still hook up with him?
Done.
Oh, what?
Brad Pitt, bad breath, out.
No way.
Kick him out the bed. Absolutely.
Kick him out the bed.
But I've discovered something about Leo.
Yeah.
Oh, gone off him.
Have you?
Yeah, I will tell you what he's into next.
Really?
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Taylor Swift and Message in a Bottle. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Monday arvo.
Saw a bit of clickbait while I was on holidays.
Oh, lucky you.
And I was on holiday, so I did not have time to open the article.
Oh, she will not be baited.
So I only saw the headline that said, Leonardo DiCaprio's ex-girlfriend Camilla Marone details the worst date of my life with the actor.
Oh my gosh. I was like,
I'm into this.
I saw this.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, I didn't know what the date was about because I didn't click on it. No. I just thought, oh, even Leo can have a bad date. That's what went through my head as I was.
Were you on holiday as well? Or did you have time to click the link?
Hey, no, I had heaps of time.
Okay, great.
I had COVID. Clocked the internet.
Anyway, when I got back to work this morning, I thought, I want to know more about that story I saw last week.
Back to work.
Because
now she had time.
I feel like there's nothing better to do on your first day back at the job than to bring old news. So I thought
Carrie
I'd bring
and
you
Tommy,
an old story.
Where else will you get week-old clickbait?
And then I clicked on it, and it was about how his ex-girlfriend said that he rented out a whole cinema and made her watch every single Star Wars movie while he ran around with his lightsaber pretending to fight the bad guys.
Yeah.
Which made me equally love him and hate him, because I'm not into Star Wars one little bit, and if anyone makes me ever watch those movies, that's the end of us. But the idea of him running around with a lightsaber really tickled my fancy.
Yes, and if he gave her a lightsaber and she didn't get up and fight him.
That's like, breakup material.
Like, who has a lightsaber and doesn't want to at least go?
A woman that's been forced to spend the whole weekend watching Star Wars movies. Like, how many is there? How long is she trapped in there for? There's more than six, isn't
there? Nine now.
Don't they go for hours too?
Was that a joke? Was that a cheap joke, Jesse? Was that a cheap joke?
It's at least 24 hours worth of movies, yeah?
No, I don't think so, but sure. Long time.
Well, if you add in like getting popcorn, peeing, lightsaber fights and stuff, it would stretch out.
Of course,
about...
if you're adding in peeing, chuck another 10 hours on that.
Anyway, the more I've dug now that I'm back from holidays, apparently.
What poor producer did you make do this for 2 hours?
No, I did this myself. Apparently, this post came from a satire page on Twitter, and so none of it was real. So this whole thing wasn't real all along. His girlfriend never said this. It's just some joke that they put out. I don't understand why or why it's funny. I mean, I get why it's funny, but why they can just say that stuff and people, like, I believed it.
131060, down with satire? What are we doing here?
But then Jonah Hill came out. Jonah Hill came out and said in an actual interview in a real magazine that Leo made him watch The Mandalorian while they were filming a show together.
Right.
So then I thought, oh, well, maybe he is making these girls watch Star Wars all the time. And it reminded me of when I pretended for a period of time that I was really into AFL. I wasn't, and it was excruciating.
Did you have a sentence?
Long games too.
Did you have a sentence?
No, I would go to the game and I'd just take so much food I'd eat my way through the game.
Who with?
Just next.
Just a neck, just necks, cool. Just necks, whatever. I've had them. Good stuff.
Anyway, now that I know it's not real, it's not as fun. But while I was on leave, I'd already come up with the phoner we were going to do. So I'm going to do the phoner anyway, though that we've discovered this is not real.
So while you're on leave and you didn't read the article, you came up with the phoner.
The phoner. I thought worst dates is a great phoner because you would have had an ex, right, that made you sit through a weekend of hell doing something you did not want to do, like watching Star Wars for 24 hours.
Yes.
131060, I want to hear about it.
Can we do a two-prong phoner?
Yeah.
Because I think Leo is famous, like top-tier famous, and I'd love to know if anyone's ever met him because I reckon he's as close to untouchable as you get.
I think I've interviewed him.
Damn it. Have you?
I'm not sure.
Do you know, did he run around with a lightsaber?
No.
Okay. So what are we doing? Worst dates. Give us a call, 131060.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Monday arvo, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 131060, what did your ex make you do?
Because I read an article where Leonardo DiCaprio's ex, Camilla, detailed the worst date of her life where Leo rented out a whole cinema and made her watch every single Star Wars movie while he ran around with his lightsaber pretending to fight bad guys.
But it's not true.
Turns out it's a fake story, but good chat.
It's also a week, it's also a week old, right?
Oh, well, I saw it when I was on holiday and I've been holding on to the gold.
Yeah.
But I was saying that I pretended I liked football for a period of time because sometimes you just got to do what you got to do and then you look back and go, why did I do that?
Yeah.
That was terrible.
Yes. And is that story true?
Yes, it is definitely true.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you were clickbaiting me with both.
No, it's not that good a story to clickbait you with, is it?
No, I was in.
Daniel, talk to us about what your ex made you do. It's just
good to see Bickers' electric chemistry has continued. G'day, Daniel.
G'day, guys. How are you?
So good. What did an ex make you do?
Well, this was a few years ago, and it was when The Walking Dead released their seasons 3, 4 through to 6.
Yes.
And my ex made me watch the 48-hour Walking Dead walk-off.
Did you walk off during that 48 hours, Daniel?
The Walking Dead.
It's just only when he talks to Bickers, though.
you chat.
Hey, Daniel, did you get through the whole thing?
I made it through to the last episode, and then I just went, yeah.
Yeah, I always do that. I always go, I'll give it 47 hours and then I'm out.
What do you mean, Daniel, that you watched the whole thing then gave up in the last ep?
It just wasn't me. I sat through it for my ex. That was it. I only sat through it for my ex. I didn't sat through it for anything else.
How did you make that decision at hour one?
Well, I was kind of on my phone for 99% of it.
Yeah.
Good on
you. It's funny now because you're not with them still. What's funny.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be funny during that 48 hours of hell.
No, it just sounds... Paige, g'day.
Yeah. Hello.
How are you?
Good.
What did your ex make you do?
Well, it's currently my husband.
Oh, sorry. What did your husband make you do?
So it was probably our second or third day. We had a few dud dates in the early stages.
Yeah.
And they probably still continue, but that's okay. The second one was used to be a football umpire.
Yeah.
And it was middle of winter, like 12 degrees, and obviously trying to look my best. Dressed not for the cooler weather, and sat outside freezing while I watched him umpire.
You went there of your own volition, or he said to you, can you please come down and watch me umpire a football game?
Well, we had drove an hour for it, so I did know he was umpiring, but I didn't really expect the cold. But the worst thing was we took forever to get out from the change rooms because he forgot about me and had a really long shower.
Had a long shower.
Does he still love a long shower, Paige?
Always.
And Paige, I imagine when you're sitting at the football supporting the umpire, you're probably the only one doing that.
Yeah, I probably was.
Were people abusing him?
No, it was a local game, so it wasn't too bad.
Okay, and
what happened at the end when he came out of his long shower, Paige?
He was like, "Oops, sorry, I forgot."
Well, I'm sorry, I'm ready for bed.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Monday arvo, it's Carrie and Tommy. Thanks to the new Oreo stick sandwich, the perfect frozen snack for the family-o. Family-o.
The family-o.
Oreo stick sandwich. Grab one now from the ice cream freezer.
Oreo sticko sandwich-o for the family-o.
My family love these. They're absolute deliciousness. You grab them from the ice cream freezer and they are just, if summer's been a bit dull for you, grab one of these. Perk right up.
Oreo cookies, Cadbury chocolate, together.
Two of the best things ever, together.
Yum.
Double the fun.
Hey, Bickers, guess what? I may have been a victim of fraud because the bank...
That doesn't surprise me.
I'm very fraudable.
If we had to do a poll in this room, who's the most fraudable person?
Yeah.
It's you.
I'd be frauded twice.
You have?
No, I would
you would
be.
Get frauded
before
again.
Anyone else
You'd
in
fall
the team.
In love with the same guy again who says he'll move across the country if you deposit him 20 grand.
Gary from Nigeria. Doesn't even sound like a Nigerian name, Gary.
But you're in love.
Gary and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because how often does the bank block one of your transactions or shut one of your accounts or
can they do that?
Yeah. You know when they put a temporary freeze on them?
No.
It happens to me all the time.
Why? Because they think it's a dodgy transfer.
I think because my spending is erratic. And because
you buy random shit at 2 a.m. Yeah. And they go, fraud. And someone in there goes, no, that's just Tommy
that's
Little,
him.
Remember?
That's him. I think I've told you the most embarrassing one I had was when I got a call and they said, Mr. Little, we are so sorry to bother you, but someone has just tried to spend $3,000 at Hooters in Las Vegas. And I had to say, that's me. And
surely that happens all the time.
Yeah, well, I would have thought now at least they know better. Anyway, it happened the other day again, right?
Hooters.
Oh, God, wouldn't that be great? Anyway, the pandemic's hurt us all. No, I tried to get money out of an ATM and it said the bank has blocked your card. And sure enough, my phone rings 2 seconds later and it's the bank and they're just saying, we just need to check that that was you. Yeah, they call straight away. And I said, that was me. And they said, just to verify who you are, we've got some security questions. And I started giggling because I forgot that I got to make my own security questions.
Oh, my God. And so great. Not everything's like a comedy moment, you know. Some stuff is just important bait stuff.
Well, this poor woman, because I giggled and then she went, oh, no. I just stayed silent and she goes, would you like to go on a date with me?
How do you get the answer to that?
Because I wrote the answer as well.
Which
so
is what?
I said, no.
Oh, and she then, made it yes.
No, because there's two security questions. Oh, and then she said, but I think you're gorgeous. Please. And I said, no. And she said, thank you for confirming your identity, Mr.
That
Little. Your account
is
now
so
ready to use.
Funny. Oh, normally it's like your wife's maiden name or something.
It's the only time I'll ever say no as well.
To a date with a random on it from the bank.
Yes.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, it's back for another year.
Mm. Oh, I've missed it.
good energy.
Do you remember what our last edition of last year was?
I think it was same, but shoot me in the head if we play this again. Was that right?
Positive vibes, the start of the year.
Okay.
I know what that is. Lil Nas.
What?
Did you think that's a lyric?
It feels real like Old Town Road lyrics. What are we doing this week?
We did same, but boat to finish off the year. And I thought, because boat was so much fun, we used Carrie's sailing knowledge. Why don't we do this? I put my thing down, flip it in reverse. Same, but coxswain. Row, your
boat, gently down the stream. Excuse me. Quick question.
Yeah.
Did that say coxsway?
Coxswain.
What's coxswain?
Well, you're the sailing expert.
Coxswain.
What is coxswain? I was a cox. Is that the stuff that we say?
Some people say you still are.
I think you have to say Wayne after it, mate.
No, I don't think you can. You're just actually swearing
on air. What do you mean? When I was the coxswain of the boat, not a coxswain.
Oh, you were never coxless?
Hold on.
Were you ever coxless?
I'm so confused. Is coxswain the speak that a cox does?
I think so.
Or have you confused the word coxswain with coxswain?
Who's
when I
Wayne?
Used to be the head.
And why are we talking about
when
this
I used
so much?
To be the head. I used to be the one that used to be in charge of our
were you a coxswain?
No, our boat of eight rowers. Jeez, and I'd have to steer and tell them where to go. And I was the coxswain, not the coxswain.
Coxswain.
Because when we had this idea, everyone went, boys, don't worry about what a coxswain is because Carrie can explain it to us.
No, she can coxswain it to us.
Coxswain.
From the little Googling we did, we thought that coxswain is the person who has to say, like, row.
Yeah,
row.
Coxswain.
Why are you still saying coxswain?
But yes, I used to be a coxswain, so I can.
Hang on. Now I'm confused. Is it coxswain?
It's coxswain.
Coxswain.
Or we just say cox is the.
Cox.
Colloquial term.
Do you? And how many cocks did you have in your rowing team?
Just me.
Really?
Because they were all the rest of them were women.
So they're cocksless.
There was a cocksless, hey, actually.
Was there?
Yeah, it used to win head of the river.
Is that not what it was called?
It's called head of the river. So we're going to play save.
I think we're done, aren't we?
I just don't even know how they were going to play a game around it.
I don't know. Let's find out next week.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Monday afternoon, and there is heaps to come, the Savo guys.
Abby Chatfield up next, talking about her hot new show, Hot Nights, debuting on the Hit Network tonight at 7
Very
o'clock.
Very exciting stuff.
How many people, so hypothetical, do you think actually have thought they had COVID? Because when they did their rapid antigen test, they didn't read the instructions properly. And there's some thorough instructions. And the line came up next to C and they thought, COVID. And they've decided they've got COVID, told everyone they've got COVID. And actually, C means you don't have COVID.
Not many.
Why?
Because what's the T stand for?
Either way, you're not reading everything. You just see C and think C is COVID.
But
it's ridiculous.
Like on the box.
Why is C the C for negative?
Clear.
Is that what it is?
I've got no idea. And then the T is tricky.
Troublesome.
Tricky times ahead.
Troublesome week ahead.
Terrible news. COVID.
Do you not think it's ludicrous that the COVID test has you negative when the line is next to the C?
So what should it have? N?
Negative and positive. N and P.
N and P. But yes, then that could be nasty, N, and P. Yeah, okay, N and P.
Yeah.
Sure, let's change.
Anyway,
should we take
let's
it to...
get Morrison onto that. I'm sure he'll get it done
you still got
the
his number,
decade.
Jesse?
Yeah, I'll give him a buzz.
Yeah, we'll try and call him next.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
On an exciting addition to our radio network tonight from 7. Hot Nights begins with Abby.
Yeah, the hottest nights. Yeah, we love it. Yeah.
Hey. Why I started talking like that, but Abby Chatfield joins us now. Welcome.
Welcome, Abby.
Hello, you two. How are you going?
Who cares?
Yes, how are you feeling? Your debut show, 7 p.m. tonight on the Hit Network, also found on the Listener app as well. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I am absolutely terrified. I haven't slept last night at all because I'm so scared of ruining this and being another, you know, another reality TV person who can't do radio. So I'm just a bit scared. But I think the energy will keep through the show and it'll be entertaining.
Abby, are we expecting, when it's hot nights, is it saucy content?
Of course it is.
It's saucy content. I mean, it's me. So it's saucy content, but we're going to, I mean, we are going to stick to the rules. You know, I'm not going to break any rules. I've had my training.
How does that work? I'm intrigued by that because we struggle to stick to the rules sometimes and neither of us is particularly saucy. How, have you got someone that sits in the corner and just like flags
well,
when you...
Well, I've got my anchor, Rowan. Yeah. And he's from B105. So he said to me multiple times, if anything goes wrong, it's my fault. Just blame me. So I can blame him for all my issues. And we've got producer Max as well. So I've got two people reeling me in, but we'll see how we go. I mean, it could go horribly wrong.
So what can't you talk about that you wouldn't like normally? I mean, this is tricky.
What
pretty much the entirety of the podcast content, I think, can't make it to air.
Oh,
but
right.
I mean,
that's challenging.
Yeah. My whole personality. So we'll try and tweak it a bit.
Is there been a rule with promotion? Because on this show, Carrie won't let me promote my personal line of vibrators almost at all.
Oh, it's sad.
Are you going to be still able to do that at the night time?
I mean, we haven't discussed it. I'll slide it in. Yeah, Max has got it. Max is running in the background.
That's the tagline for my personal line.
Again, I'll slide it in. Yeah. Oh, God, now Jess has got it done. Hey, it's all come about also on the day that I hear that you're somehow, I didn't realise you were a singer, you've ended up on the Triple J Hottest 100 list.
Yeah.
With your song.
Yeah, so that was I Know You Do Ketamine. Someone remixed my little rant to my podcast and it seems to be getting a lot of votes. So
where
if you get the last 100.
Do you know where it sits?
No idea. Couldn't tell you. But I've had a lot of tags and stories. a lot today.
Sorry, Abby. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just think, Carrie, I don't think you understand how the Hottest 100 works.
Oh, don't I?
It's not a live. It's not a live tally where the rankings get updated each day.
Yeah.
Abby, do you know where your song sits? Even though it hasn't happened yet,
I keep seeing people posting that their song's doing well. So what does that mean? Are they just hopeful
they're lying?
That they're doing well. So for people that don't know, during all our various lockdowns and during the vaccination process, you went on a rant as you described it. That's not my words, yours, about how why don't people just go and get vaccinated. And if you haven't been vaccinated, I know some of you won't get vaccinated, but you do drugs is pretty
ketamine.
Much what you were
yeah,
saying.
I've seen some do it off my toilet.
Abby, I think Carrie was trying to avoid the word ketamine.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, we're not in
yeah,
your hot
sorry,
nights
Carrie.
Time slot now, mate.
Sorry, doll. I'm used to the 7 to 9s hot nights. Very hot, Carrie Abby. Get
and
a grip, Carrie.
Who is it? Who is it that's remixed your song?
No, not just any drugs, Carrie, specifically ketamine.
It's a Melbourne DJ that's remixed your song, yeah?
Yeah, Candy Moore.
Not
yeah, no, but you know
Mandy.
What? We weren't encouraged. We're saying it's a bad thing.
Did you have that joke in your pocket? You disgust me. That's why you wanted
I'm
to get away from the ketamine.
I'm not as familiar with Candy's work
Excuse
as I
me.
Am with Mandy
Moore's
work.
Can we stop talking about ketamine? Because I've got a Mandy Moore joke.
Jesse, do we have a bit of a song we could play?
If you don't want the vaccine, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear your reasoning. I don't care. I'm getting the vaccine. And you need to stop telling me you want the vaccine because actually...
just don't trust it.
I know you do ketamine. Ketamine.
I tell you what, if we wanted to avoid saying it before, we've already said it a few times now, haven't we? I'm surprised we didn't overdub that with drugs. 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 Hey, Abby, we are so excited about having you on the network. It's an absolute treat. Hot nights tonight and every night, 7 to 9pm on weeknights. Abby Chatfield, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, guys.
Follow Carrie Bicknell and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Now that the podcast's over, Carrie and Tommy are free to raid the ice cream freezer. Introducing the Oreo Stick Sandwich, the classic Oreo frozen cookie sandwich dunked in Cadbury chocolate. Now on a stick. Grab one now from the ice cream freezer in major supermarkets and convenience stores.